Good evening, ladies and
Yeah.
gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in to the last show from the Brickle Station for 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine right here at MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Make sure you guys follow us at 305 Radio. Shout out to Willie of Live Say Media, and you can find him at LMG_Willie. He is the photographer for 305 Magazine and
Big
a part
Will.
Of our show.
Yeah, yeah. My name is George. You can find me at 305 Magazine, everything social media, at 305 Magazine. And bro, it's our last day in Brickell. For those of you that don't know, this podcast is recorded in the heart of, this is not
downtown
Miami,
but it's Brickell.
Listen, you say that to anyone from Miami, they're going to flip and go, listen, downtown is not Brickell. Yeah, so for those that didn't see it, Drea just gave me the head nod, like, So anyways, it's our last show here in Brickell, and what better way to cut off and finish this season here in Brickell than with local pro boxer Ulysses the Monster.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
Very
How
much.
You doing?
I need a, we need a round of applause machine or something. So, I mean, this is round three.
Welcome back.
Man, thank you for coming
thank you.
Back.
Thank you guys for having me again. I appreciate you guys. You guys set it off with round one. Now we're in round three.
Round three, yeah. We survived.
That's it.
unlike his opponents, but it's okay. So I know you got a fight coming up real soon.
Right.
Is this a rematch?
No, it was supposed to be a rematch. Uh-huh. About a week and some change ago, I got a video sent to me from the promoter of the guy who I'm supposed to rematch, the only guy who's beat me. He fell off a motorcycle in Mexico, and thank God he's all right. Him and his kid, they're both all right, thank God. But they're all right in the sense that they're alive, but they messed their legs up, and he got scrapes all over his face, so...
It wouldn't have been a fair one, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to rematch me. So they got me a new opponent a couple days ago, a guy named Mike Sawyer from Orlando, Florida. So, you know.
How does that change your training?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm going in with the same game plan. You know what I mean? Kick ass, take names. But, we've been working on me and my, I got a new coach, Commander Zero. So we've been working on a great game plan. This guy's had 22 world champions. Wow. So, yeah, he knows what he's doing, and he's built people from nothing to something, so that's what I'm trying to do here.
That is great, man.
Thank
shit.
You.
Well, you were never nothing, homie, so.
Right.
I mean, when you think about it, like, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, you think boxing, you start thinking that you have fighters training, you have this guy's picture on a bag, you just beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, give us a quick walkthrough of what a day in the life of the Monster training.
Well,
is
a
like.
Day in the life of the Monster is, you know what? I'm this coincidence. My coach lives right behind my house. I'm talking about like the next block over. So, I'm blessed with that. So in the morning, you know, we wake up. I like to do intermittent fasting, so I kind of don't eat nothing from the day before unless I got sparring. I'll eat something in the morning, but if not, go around the block, pick up coach, and between 9 and 10 in the morning, we're at a gym, and we're working out for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. We're getting it in, and then throughout my day, I kind of relax, try to eat good. I like when I have a fight come up, especially, I stay away from everything and everybody. Mm-hmm. So that way I don't get tempted to go eat something I'm not supposed to, like chocolates or something. and then around in the afternoon, around like when the sun goes down, usually I go for a 3-4 mile run, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's pretty much on a daily basis, at least 6 days out of the week. Sunday's God's day, so we just chill.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Amen to that, right? Yeah. I mean, this is, it's interesting because, man, one of the things I never asked you about, either of us asked you about last time was, what are some of the fighters that you look up to, man? Like, what do you get some inspiration from the kind of struggle, the kind of champions?
Yeah, you know, Mike Tyson for sure. You know, Mike Tyson is a nothing to something story, especially in boxing. I love him, and I love Evander Holyfield. He's always been my favorite boxer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Style wise, he's a badass, the real deal. But there's a lot of guys that I'm gonna say, I mean, I don't look up to them, but I respect them and I love their style. And there's a lot of guys, you know, fighting now, Miguel Cotto, you know what I mean? Mayweather, I like Mayweather, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dudes in the game that are, you know, tough and durable and you gotta give a lot of respect to, you know.
That's dope. Yeah, definitely. And I only ask that because, man, you know, every time we have you on the show, I think more about boxing and the training. And, bro, it's not easy, bro. I know if I go into the gym and I do a boxing type of workout, I'm dead.
You know what? It's like everything, though. You know, when you first get in the gym, if you do a bench press, you're going to be dying if you don't. But once you get into it, you get the rhythm going. I tell everybody, the biggest step into working out, whether it's boxing or doing anything, is just getting in the gym. Once you get in the gym, that's it. It's all.
Tell me about it. Yuli, what has. No, I'm not going to tell you about it. next summer, I'll tell you all about it. Yuli, what has changed in your routine and your diet and everything since the last fight? I mean, I know you said you changed trainers this time around, but what else has changed?
I have a different trainer. That's changed. That's big. You know, I got Orlando Cuellar. They call him Commander Zero. He's a veteran in the game. Guy's been around 30 plus years. You know, he's made 22 world champions. One of them is Glenn Johnson from here, right here in Miami. Great, great guy. So that changed my diet. I've always been strict on my diets when it comes down to the fights. But my diet has changed in the sense that now I do intermittent fasting where I don't eat from like 8 p.m. at night to like about 1 o'clock. And about 16 hours, I try to do as much as possible. Unless, like I said, unless I got sparring, then I need something in my system so I'm not lightheaded and getting punched in the head.
Yeah.
But that's really helped me out. I feel super healthy. You know, my joints feel great. And honestly, I'm not gonna say I've been losing weight, but I've been maintaining my weight where I needed to be, and I feel great. I really do feel great. Going into this fight. I feel the best I've ever been going into this fight. You know what I mean, prepared mentally, physically, and I'm just ready to go.
Well, you've undergone some other changes aside from your training and your diet since the last time we saw you. Like, you got new tattoos, your hair's different. Tell me a little bit about your style and what drove you to do that.
I've been growing out my hair for a while. Well, I guess when I first did the show here, it wasn't that long. But now I got dreads in my head, you know. Thank you to shout out to Miss Jerry, the Lock Lounge. And a couple new tattoos. I got like two new tattoos in my head, which I got the Apocalypto Warrior in the back of my head and some other war scene going on the side of my head here. Cool. Shout out to Motion Tattoo One. But yeah, I've been getting tattoos since I was 11 years old. So now that's just adding to the canvas.
To the collection.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Adding to the canvas.
That is dope. Is there, while you're training, do you have a specific soundtrack you jam to?
Playlist? You know what's funny? I do. I have not a specific soundtrack. I go off. I either put some salsa on Pandora or some hip hop. But I listen to a lot of like Joe Rogan. I like to listen to a lot of podcasts. Joe Rogan podcast is awesome.
305 Radio.
305 Radio podcast is the best.
Yeah. Very inspirational.
And yeah, I don't know. I just tune in to things like that, you know. Yeah. And I like I've said this before here too. I'm big into like motivational things. I constantly every day people send me things now. You know what I mean? Yeah, but right. I listen to motivational videos all the time. So, you know, whether it's from boxing or just like regular motivation, or like Tony Robbins or just on the internet, you just punch in motivation every day. There's something new.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of motivational videos out.
Right, right.
Everyone's doing one.
Right.
I'm about to do one when I
which
get out.
Which is a good
here.
Thing. You know, you got motivated people. You know what I mean? It's a good thing.
At least it's positive, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
At least it's positive, right?
I need some positivity constantly in my life.
Always. Yeah. Fact. You need that good energy.
I do.
I mean, what do. All of us. Fact. Fact.
For sure.
So tell me a little bit about your opponent.
I don't know too much about him. My coach does all my, you know, he checks all that for me, see the style and all that. There's not too much of him on the internet. He's got an 8-12 record. He's from Orlando, Florida. Yeah, you know. Tip my hat to him. He took the fight on late notice. You know what I mean? So he's coming ready too. And I take every fight like it's a championship fight. You know what I mean? I don't care what it is or who it is. I'm going in there. You know, with everything I got. So I'm ready. So whoever comes through that rope.
What was your most recent fight was out. Was out of the country.
Oh yeah, my most recent fight, I went to Colombia, to Tolu, Colombia. It was a great fight, you know, against a great fighter.
But I, you know, I had started with a Commander Zero already, so I went in there, used his tactics, and we took care of the problem quick, you know.
Oh man, shout out to the coach.
Shout out to the coach for sure.
Tell me about the photo shoots that you've been doing recently, because you've had a lot of...
Let's talk about photo shoots, man. Shout out to Jen. You guys know Jen. Jen is family. Shout out to
Jensen.
Jensen Photography. Shout out to Michi Raw, MV Threads, my people. They've been, you know, honestly, just everything's coming. It's coming off boxing, you know what I mean? So the harder I work in boxing, the more doors are opening up for me. Shout out to Shoe Gallery too, you know, giving me gear to go shoot in. Like I said, everything, as long as I keep focusing on boxing, I'm getting opportunities from every direction, which is great. You know, thank God for that. And yeah, I did a photo shoot at Racket, where my after party is going to be at. Shout out to Racket.
There you go. Shout out
Racket. I call it Ratchet, but...
Yeah. So yeah, we did a dope photo shoot, and I know, like I said, these opportunities are coming, and I'm taking every opportunity, to tell you the truth. If anybody calls me, hey, let's shoot. Hugo's actually going to be shooting me at my fight. I met him through Instagram, through, you know what I mean? He hit me up, let's shoot.
Juice?
No, not Juice, that's my boy. But no, another Hugo Media on Instagram. He hit me up, and he came in on a sparring day. He caught the last round of sparring. It made it look like a movie. You know what I mean? So this guy's incredible.
Nice.
So shout out to him, man. And yeah, just opportunities and doors are opening up left and right, you know? And I'm taking everybody on their offers, you know? And
taking advantage of this opportunity, man.
Exactly. Taking advantage of life, brother. You know what I mean? I'm living. I'm healthy. I'm moving in a positive direction. I'm trying to bring people with me. Anybody who wants to jump aboard on this positive train can ride with me and just moving, trying to do the right thing.
That is dope, man.
And it's all coming off boxing. You know, boxing changed my life, so I'm trying to change people's life with me. I'm not trying to put no pressure on nobody. You know, we're gonna do it. We'll do it. You know what I mean? If not, if the train comes back around, I'll pick you up.
If it comes back around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, shit. Because as of right now, man, it just looks like that train isn't stopping.
No, the train is definitely not stopping. And one thing I've noticed about like trying to help people, or not so much help people, just like give positive feedback to people and stuff from what I'm living. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to make anybody do anything they don't want to do, and you can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. You know what I mean? So because people see you like, damn, man, look, I want to train. I'm like, cool, let's go train. They'll get in there for a day or two. And then they'll leave it behind. Maybe not so much because it's so hard. Life itself, you gotta make it. You know what I mean? If you want to do something, it's definitely not gonna be handed to you. You gotta push for it. You know what I mean?
Well, what's a good example that you've had to push through?
Well, just boxing. For me, I look at the example of boxing because I made it into my career, and it went from like a bucket list dream. To like now I'm living it. This is what's paying my bills. You know what I mean? This is what's feeding my family. This is feeding me. And I've had to push through. You know, I'm a guy who started at 35 years old. I'm 38 now. Nobody really wanted to give me a chance at first. Shout out to Henry Rivalta, Chris Lawrence from the Hard Rock, from Heavyweight Factory. They gave me my platform at the Hard Rock, you know. And when I met Henry Rivalta, we sat down face to face. And this is a no-nonsense type of guy. You know what I mean? He's in the Boxing Hall of Fame for promotions. He's an awesome guy, and he asked me, you know, it's straight up, like, why should I give you a chance? You know what I mean? And I told him, we had a great conversation, and me and him actually became family from that day forward. He's like family to me now. And I told him, look, why should you give me a chance? Because I'm 35 years old, I got no time to bullshit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have kids to feed, and you know, I'm not... And not to put anybody down, but I'm not a young kid with nothing else to do. This is what I need to do to make it happen. And this was a dream that turned to reality. And he gave me the chance. And I think my fifth fight at the Hard Rock. Going on my fifth fight at the Hard Rock, thanks to him. And, you know, I'm one of the biggest ticket sellers. If not the biggest ticket seller at the Hard Rock, every time, it's me and one of my boy Blake Davis. Shout out to Blake. He's fighting on the card too. Me and him are always up there as the top ticket sellers, you know.
Whoa.
Yes, that's actually Jensen Photography right there. I did. I actually put the I put on silent and I put the little moon. I thought I'm holding up or something. Sorry about that, guys.
No, it's cool. But that's really dope, man. See that it went from bucket list to
It was like I always wanted to do it. I finally feel like, all right, that was my time. I'm gonna get old enough to do it. Let me do this, take some pictures. Tell my kids, and not even for the gram, tell my kids, and look, bro, I live my dream, and it turned into like,
you're doing it, man.
Yeah, I'm actually living it, doing it, and I couldn't be any happier right now, I'm really, life is exciting every morning. I wake up, you know when you say it's not a job if you love to do it?
Of course,
that's
yeah.
my life. Like, it's not a job. I wake up. You know, I'm shout out to Dagoberto Agüero, 17-0. He lives with me. He's my roommate. He's a Dominican Pan American game winner, Olympian. The guy's a badass. He lives with me now. And thanks, I met him in Colombia. We fought together in the same card. Mm. He was living in Pahokee, Florida. I told him come down and visit in Miami. It was a blessing in disguise. He's living with me. I've had him living with me. He's been in the game like 19.
So you're holding him hostage, in other words.
Pretty much. To turn this off. But yeah, no, he's been a blessing, man. He gets me up for running, and he's super disciplined when it comes to the sport, and he's hungry, and he keeps me in line.
You just said discipline. Man, I think discipline is important across the board in anything you do. More so in boxing, because you get punched in the face. Yeah. I mean, what do you see as one of the biggest difficult, what is the most difficult things that fighters have when it comes down to discipline?
The difficulty comes from outside forces, like I said, you got a family, I gotta sell my own tickets for my fight, so as I get prepared for this fight, so it's like, yo, this, yo, that, yo, you know what I mean? And thank God for me, I love dealing with people, but it gets, when you're dieting, when you're doing all these things, it gets to a point where you're like, thank God I have, shout out to Mike. Mike is a running team monster for me. He's running around seeing people. So I'm going into my 12th fight. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm 10-1. I'm going into my 12th fight. So I structured a nice team around me. Shout out to Nato and Kat, Anarchy Global. They're kind of my management team. I got a great group of people behind me. You need structure, you know what I mean? And you need a team behind you when you're doing something like this, because not it'll drive you nuts.
I can imagine, man.
It'll drive you nuts. I've sold myself for this fight. I'm saying myself as, like, Mike's been running around doing this for me, Nato and my team. But Team Monster has sold 240 individual tickets. So that's 240 people that are going to be out there screaming my name, which, thank you. Shout out to everybody that's coming out.
Yeah.
You know what? Before my phone dies, do you mind if I get a little shout out list so I can go down on this real quick? Guys, get ready.
Now that we're here,
if your phone dies, they can follow on the live for 305 Radio.
Well, everybody follow on 305, at 305 Radio?
At 305.
At 305 Radio, follow them. We're going live right now, just in case my phone dies. All right, shout outs to Commander Zero, my coach. Shout outs to my sparring partner, Bruno Boswick, Hector Perez, and Eli Gostama, thank you for getting me ready for this fight. You guys are vicious and brutal. Brutal boss. Amy from White Lion Therapeutic for the massages. Sergio from Art in Motion for making my clothes, my fight gear. Thank you. Lenny from Live Colors. That's my brother. He's making all my t-shirts that everybody at the fight's going to have one. Monster Grass, thank you for paying for the t-shirts and always supporting and showing love. Only in Dade. Nato and Kat, my management team. Racket for the after party. Alex Chandra, my boy from middle school that manages and runs Racket, for putting me on. The Hard Rock Casino, Henry Rivalta and Chris Lawrence for the platform. Thank you. Dagoberto Agüero, my roommate, for keeping me disciplined. Stunner's Gym for allowing me to use that like my house. He opens the door for me on Sundays when nobody's there. Wow. Yeah, he's a fighter too. He's my brother. Thank you. Love you, Stunner. Punch Elite Fitness for allowing me and me, Agüero, and Coach and Commander Zero to use the gym also. South Beach Boxing, thank you for your hospitality. I think it's your gym. Team Pitbull, Mike from Team Monster. Yeah. Voli Vodka, love y'all. BT's on the river. Love y'all. they always show love. Got a table.
Wait, for those of you that don't know what BT's is, it's a gentleman.
If you don't know what BT's on the river is, you're not from Miami. But thank you for tuning in.
My mom, thank you, Mom. That's my number one fan. And my children, Junior, Ariana, and Adriel, and everyone out there that bought tickets, thank you for the love and support. Huge things are coming, and last but not least, of course, 305 Radio. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for round three. You guys believe in me and support me all the time. And I love y'all. Thank you guys. Thank you. And that's it for my shout outs.
For now.
Get them in while you can. Yeah. Back to what we're saying, you know, like the discipline comes from self. You know, like I told you, nobody, and you guys know this too, everybody knows in their personal way, like, you know, you might want to do something, but the more I tell you to do it, the more you're not going to want to do it. You got to have to want to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so I every day it's you know, of course everybody has their days where you wake up and like, damn, I'm tired, I don't do shit.
What do you do when you have those days when you wake up and you're like, I love this, but fuck, I'm tired.
It happens all the time. You know what I do? I got to go do it anyways because I have a commitment. So like, it's not on myself. I have my coach waiting on me, calling me, and he lives on the other side of the block, like I said. And I have my roommate. So I get up, I do it, and when I'm done, I'm like, yo, thank God I did it.
No,
it's you know what
it's
I mean?
Over.
Like, yeah. It's over. You know what I mean? It was great. I feel great. I accomplished something. I'm a step closer to getting where I want to be. But yeah, everybody has those days. But you know, and then I think about that too. I'm like, all right, I know I don't want to do it, but I know as soon as it's done, I'm going to be happy with myself.
Of course.
I have to say that one thing that I think inspires and motivates me about you is that usually when people kind of reach a certain line of success, and of course success is different to everybody,
right.
But talking about the boxing world, I think some people get a little bit comfortable once they reach a certain limit or a certain level. For me, it seems like your discipline increases as time goes by, as opposed to getting kind of more relaxed and just kind of letting things go. How do you feel about that?
My discipline and my everything increases because the more I stay disciplined and focused, the more doors open. I'm not anywhere close to where I want to be yet. And also, like you guys know, I've said before, I grew up with Pitbull. That's my brother. Me, I still speak almost on a daily basis. And to see where he's at today, and he still has the drive and the discipline, I get a lot of it from him. You know what I mean? Hard work pays off. You know what I mean? This guy, he's an amazing inspiration for many people, especially myself. So, we have a lot to go. I started at a late age, so and I've never let anything to get to my head. I'm not that type of person. You know what I mean? I enjoy the people. I enjoy the crowd. What's happening now more and more, which is awesome, is I go out places and people are like, yo, I know you. Yo, you're a monster. You're a boxer. You know what I mean? And it's great. I love that. You know what I mean? I'm not by any means a cocky person. I'm confident, but I'm not cocky. I'm not arrogant. You know what I mean? I love vibing with everybody. I take pictures with anybody. I love holding babies and, you know, babies and shaking hands. You know, I'm very political when it comes to that.
You leave for Miami mayor or what?
Yeah, hey, that's crazy, but dope. You know? But yeah, no, I don't let none of that get to my head. I have I still got a long way to go. You know, and we're building. You know what I mean?
So do you rap?
I got some hot bars.
I got some bars. I mean, I was, you know, you said Pit, and I was like, wait a minute.
Bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I leave the rap. I leave the music to him, man.
No, that's dope, man. That's really dope. I mean, when you gave the tremendo list of shout-outs, you know, that's a testament to knowing
and
that.
And you know what? People are going to call me, and you might have you're an asshole, you forgot about me. And I love you, sorry, but I have, you know what I mean? Everybody shows me love, shows
exactly.
me support. You know, like I said, a couple guys I named like Serge and Lenny and these guys and Amy from White Line that does my massages. All these guys do things, they give me things on the strength of just like, they want to see me succeed, you know what I mean? So these are people coming out of their pocket and doing things that they charge people for, doing it on the because they want to see me succeed. You know, they want to see me progress and they want to see me succeed, knowing also the type of person I am, that when I do get to that level, everybody's going to be straight. You know what I mean? When I think about getting my and success, you know, I want to be successful, but and success to me is not money, but obviously comes with that. So when I think about my $1 million paycheck for one of my fights, this is the type of person I am, and this is no bullshit. People who know me will tell you, I think about, all right, I'm going to get my $1 million check, paycheck. Who am I going to bring up first? Not even myself. My mom's going to get this. My brothers are going to get this. My people are going to get this. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I think about first. All right, I'm going to be left with this. You know what I mean? And that's where, oh, shout out to Master Lewis and his wife, Alicia. That's Outside the Ring Champions. You know what I mean? That's a nonprofit that I help. We help kids. I give them boxing lessons. We help his house, the foster home. They bring kids over from the foster home, and I get them all tickets to my fights.
Okay.
Yeah, they come out to my fights. Shout out to them. Those guys are angels. You know,
beautiful
from,
thing.
Yeah, that they help dope. Me out. With, they have their nonprofit called Outside the Ring Champions, and they let me help them help kids, which is something that I really want to do. That's something I'm using this platform for too. You know.
And you, as a father, you know, value of that.
Of course. Me, you know what I mean? I take that real serious. My me helping people and me trying to do the right thing, you know what I mean? Especially from where I came from, where, you know, I've done things in my life which I'm not proud of. So now I want to turn all that around and show kids that it doesn't matter what you've done, you know what I mean? No matter what you've been, we could turn this around. It's progress.
That is dope, man. That's
how does your little one feel about your career and everything?
Guy right here. You're just with me now. I was going to bring him, but during fight week, he sleeps with me on my bed. And I cannot sleep when he sleeps with me on my bed because he's up under me, like, I got knees and elbows. And I end up, you know, so I told him, like, Bobby, like, this week you can't sleep with me because it's fight week. I got to be comfortable, you know what I mean? I got to be in my zone. I can't go to my fight. So I just saw my chiropractor today. Shout out to him, too. But, yeah, that's my number one guy. I have him with me at my my press conferences. You know, I that's my guy. You know what I mean? All my kids, my daughter, my oldest son, and him, they're all, you know what I mean? They're all my biggest fan base. I love them.
That's awesome. Family first, bro. Yeah, friends and family, and then core team, bro. Core team. That is what's up. Have you had any of these kids that you train, that you help out, come back to you? Like, later on, be like, man.
Well, you know what? I'm fairly new to this, but as I'm there, they I can see, you know, there's a couple kids whose lives you can see, especially, you know, us being older and seeing and coming from where we come from. I can see a couple kids are getting touched. A couple people want to stick to box. They want to do something with their lives. You know what I mean? And these are just some kids, but I can definitely see where I influence some of them. Yeah, where I see a spark in some of them. And, you know, I said this before, and not to sound dramatic or anything like that, but honestly, like, if I could change one person's life, which hopefully it's a lot more than one, but if I could change one person's life with my journey, with my story, with what I'm doing, then I feel like I've done I'm not gonna say a great job, but I feel like I've done my job. You know what I mean? If I could just help one person out with a story.
That's dope, man. So, are you getting back into more movies and acting?
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, all doors
are open. Acting, modeling.
I just did two videos with like Farruko and Jekyllis and a bunch of people. I just did two videos with them. I did a video with, shout out to Mariah. It's Mariah, baby, you know, a local artist from here. She just signed for Universal. She's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, thank God I have a lot of friends that, in great places, and every time they need somebody, they call me, yo. And oh, I did a video with the baby. I don't know if you guys saw that, the pony video.
No.
You know the baby. Dude named the baby, huge artist right now. It's a video called, a song called Pony. I'm on that too.
All right.
First day, he got like 3 million views on his thing. It was, good morning. Yeah, it was dope.
That is dope.
So, I've got great doors and great opportunities that open. I just gotta stay disciplined, stay doing my thing, and everything's in there, you know, fall into place. Like,
sure of it.
Dope. That is really dope, man, because I know last time first time you were here?
Yeah.
One of the times you were here, I saw you showed me the 50 Cent.
Oh, the clip, yeah,
the
yeah.
Clip. That was,
they actually
really
made
dope.
A meme of my part in that movie.
and I remember that. I was like, man, it would be funny to see that now that you're progressing with, you know, you have more fights coming up and you're making more moves. All of a sudden, homie comes out of the starry role, not just like the dude in the back that's gonna murder you. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of, I always tell everybody that's the joke is I'm typecast. You know what I mean? I'm a mean looking guy with tattoos. So. But hey, it's cool, I'll take it, let's do it. You know, you got a spot. Matter of fact, shout out to Space 305, that's my brother right there. He puts me in all his videos.
Shout out to Space 305, man. Yeah. He's tremenda buena gente,
yeah,
bro.
My dog,
I've worked with him a few times.
Yuli, you have a large network of supporters, both local, international, but you have a lot of big names in your circle that are behind you. And for you, it might be, you know, nothing new, and you're used to it because you've grown up with most of them. But how does it feel like watching, for example, your last promo video that you have up? You have DJ Laz on there. You have a whole bunch of other people on there. How do you feel when you see these people supporting you the way that they do? Because everybody pushes for you pretty fucking hard over here in Miami.
You got the city on your back, bro.
Thank God. Thank God for that. Laz is my brother also, and I'm still a fan of Laz. Like, big time. You know what I mean? Like, I love Laz, man.
Shout out to DJ Laz.
Angelina Castro, shout out to her. Shout out to everybody on that video. Man, it honestly, like I said, it feels great. It's awesome. I look at this video a couple times over and over during the day. It's still amazing to me that all these things are happening. You know what I mean? And it keeps me grounded. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me saying this is only happening because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because the moment I deviate, none of that's going to be happening. So as long as I stick to what I got to be doing, everybody's got my back, and I got everybody's back too. So that's, you know, it's working. You know, life is going good.
That is dope.
Life is going great because I'm doing the right thing.
And that, you know, and I have to say that.
This sorry to interrupt you.
No, go.
This comes from me doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Because if Yuli was still some street dude, no, Yuli wouldn't be on the radio.
I don't know, you might be, but for other reasons.
With a dog standing next to me.
I mean, no, but that's the thing, like, when you do, like, from experiences, it's like a wave. I like to consider it like a current. You know what I mean? Like, right. When you're doing the things that you're supposed to, not in the sense where the law says you should do A, B, and C, but I mean, like, you inherently, you're doing lo que te nace.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you're doing that, doors open.
Boom. Yeah,
duh. The right people come into your life. But not in the sense of passion and all that shit. I'm talking about you have a goal we want to do a podcast. We start thinking about it, and we're doing the right things. The opportunity will come to do the podcast.
Right.
The opportunity to interview you came up, and things like that. So it's good to see that you said it in that fashion, man. Because you have to do, when you're doing the right things happen.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. You know what I mean? And I use my life as my example. You know what I mean? I turned everything around, and great things are happening. Just great things are happening. I mean, back to back to back to back. And sometimes it's like, sometimes life is great, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's so good, it's scary. I'm like, all right, let's
get on this path. What's going to happen, right?
Stay here, don't deviate. Hey, you know what? I want to tell you guys too. Look, from just me doing my thing and Instagram and all this, shout out to Kenny, Don't Sleep Promotions. He got me, and Armando, my boy Armando from Racket. I got JT Money come to my fight. Shout out JT Money.
That is
huge. Oh, huge. That's huge to me. You know what I mean? Like, I've been a JT Money fan from the early days.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I had the vinyl. You know what I mean?
The pack jam.
You know what I mean? I got Dirtbag 305. I don't know if you guys remember Dirtbag. Dirtbag is coming to the fight too. And all this is just from me. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't out there reaching out to these people. People came out, reached out to me. It happened to be like they know, so okay, shit, look, I'm gonna do this, and like everything just working itself out. Shout out to my brother, White Boy too. White, you know what I mean? Just great things are happening. Everybody's, you know what I mean? Everybody is, and not to pat myself on the back, but people are proud of me. They're proud of seeing what I'm doing.
Yeah, proud of you.
People who know me, they're like, yo, you turned it around. You're doing it. Thank you. And like things are coming from there. And what's super dope is like right now we're doing this, and you don't know who's. That knows me is like, yo, working for me, doing their thing. Like, yo, I got my boy doing this, you know? Like, look, hey, Miami Times, Miami New Times. I want the cover of the Miami New Times.
That's
you know
what's up.
Yeah. So if anybody knows anybody from the Miami New Times, let them know, man. We you know, we're doing it.
Yo, anyone that's listening to this podcast around the world, you need to come in and check Yuli out, for real. I mean, it's just an inspiration, man. I love hearing all this, you know, good shit. That comes out of doing the right things, you know what I mean? So, you mentioned a few artists,
right?
So, most artists, most boxers, most fighters have an artist with them when they come out.
Oh, I got somebody. Thank God you said that. Thank God you said that. Shout out to my boy Smiles Official. He just had a baby before I even walked in here. He just had a baby girl. God bless you, my brother.
Congrats.
Smiles Official, hometown hero, hometown boy from Miami.
Hold
from
Smiles.
Smiles.
Troop 305 Smiles. Was he part of Troops 305?
I'm not sure. He's Smiles Official on Instagram.
I think it's
he's
the same
from
guy.
Leisure City. He's a Miami kid. We're coming out to I Got the Bag. It's one of his hits.
Word.
Shout out to him. Shout out to his clique. You know what I mean? He's another one. You know, showing love. We clicked up. I'm doing my thing. He's doing his thing. They put us together. You know, and I have a little thing of when I walk out of Miami, I want to walk out with hometown people. You know what I mean? Last time I worked out with Iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, and just man. That's it. Things are just, I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. You know, it's still crazy to me. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like everything is moving too fast, or
no,
you think it's a good pace? Like, no, how do you feel
about
the rush?
It's a good pace. I feel like it's a good pace. And you know what? Like, I have conversations with Pitt sometimes, and Pitt grounds me and tells me, like, you know what I mean? Obviously, I've told him, like, yo, I want to walk away. He's like, chill. You know what I mean? Like, we got bigger things coming.
Baby steps.
Yeah,
baby
steps. Exactly. You know, and hey, I respect that to the fullest. You know what I mean? I respect that to the fullest. I understand. He's a strategic business mind. You know what I mean? So and he has my best interest at heart. So I know. You know what I mean?
Stay tuned. You know what I mean? You're talking about someone that's already, you know, that he's gone
international
through
international
everything
explosion. You know what I mean? Like, this is something else.
Well, not only that, but he knows, like you said, strategic business.
Strategic.
Regardless what you're
strategic.
Doing, you got to plan it out right.
This guy's a genius. Tony Robbins says this guy's a genius. You know what I mean? Like, that's me talking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people who we think are geniuses are saying he's a genius. You know what I mean? And, you know, Pitt has 10 schools open. Shout out to
Slam.
Shout out to Amigo Radio. I did their podcast also. You know what I mean? Just like amazing things, man. Amazing things. Like, I'm the type of person, and this is no bullshit, so it might sound crazy, but I've been like this throughout my life too. Like we'll be here talking, you know what I mean, like right now, and I'm kind of like floating outside my body, looking down like, yo, this is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I hate to sound religious, because I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual, and I feel like God runs my life, and I'm like, yo, thank you, God, bro. This is amazing. Amazing. Like, this is crazy.
You do what you're supposed to.
Exactly,
the doors will open.
Exactly.
You'll be on
God,
that credit.
God helps people who want to help themselves. You know what I mean? And,
that's
and
true.
I've definitely turned my life around. I want to help myself. I want to. And he knows. And it's not just a talk or nothing like that. You know what I mean? He knows. I really want to help people that want to help themselves also.
That's what's
you know
up,
what I mean? So using, you know, I'm building my platform so one day I could be the guy saying, yo, I'm going to, you know, we're going to turn your life around here. I'm going to help you out doing whatever it may be, you know, because I've gotten the opportunity too. So.
Yuli, now that you said that about helping others.
Hey, mom, I love you.
You have a very unique case because you started this type of career, which not many people can say they can start at the age that you started.
Right.
What can you tell our listeners out there, no matter what age they are, about really just pursuing their dreams, pursuing the career that they want to do, and just kind of living life the way you're living life right now?
It's never too late to be what you wanted to be or want to be. It's never too late, never. You know what I mean? I had that thought, like, it's too late. I did it and I'm still doing it, thank God. You know what I mean? And again, my other math equation is consistency over time equals success. This is my phone dying. consistency over time equals success. Stay consistent, you know what I mean? Do your hard work and it's all going to pay off. It really is. Sounds cliche, sounds dumb, but I'm living it. I'm not trying to prove it to anybody. You know what I mean? I'm proving it to myself. It's amazing me. So you know, and I'm just sticking to it. You know what I mean? And every day is a battle. Every day I don't wake up like this cheery every day. You know what I mean? You guys actually made me grab me the baby.
Thank God for that.
I always try to be as nice as possible to everybody. I love being good to people, and it reciprocates. You know, when you're good, when you give good, mm-hmm. you get good back. Some people are just assholes in their life. Hey, God bless them. I'm being nice to you. You don't wake up like this every day. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So everybody, some days are going to be rougher than others. Some days are going to be better than others. But every day, just get up, do what you're supposed to do. And you know what? I saw somebody say one time, I don't know if it was Eric Thomas, a motivational speaker, but I forgot who it was, honestly. But they were talking about, like, one day somebody woke up started frying chicken, got good at frying chicken, and now they're Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're all over the world. You know what I mean? Facts. So you know what I mean? You might start off sweeping floors and become the CEO of this company. You never know what can happen. Just stay consistent, stay positive. Don't go in anywhere with a bad attitude. You know what I mean? And you're gonna get places. You know, you're gonna get places. You definitely are. You know what I mean? And nobody can tell the future. Nobody can tell the future. I never saw myself sitting down here with you guys. I never saw myself doing these huge things that I'm doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That I consider huge, you know what I mean? And I never saw it. And I can't tell what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe just through this podcast, I get to cover a new title.
I got you. We're going to talk off air. You
know, listen. If anyone knows.
You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Just wake up. Do what you're supposed to do. And these things are going to happen. They definitely are, you know?
I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that, man. And just looking from the sidelines at everyone in the city, that the way they've been doing things, like, there's a look at Mayday, one of my favorite bands.
I remember Mayday from 2007, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember those dudes.
And they stayed consistent. They're signed to Tech, to Strange, the whole nine. They got albums coming out.
Them.
Shout out to Rec, shout out to Burns. Yeah. Bro, it's like those dudes didn't stop. And I remember them just performing at just Hole in the Walls. And they stayed consistent and finally came through.
Dude, listen. Another example I've been using lately too. Years ago, 2001 and 2, when me and Pitt used to live together in Wynwood. Mm-hmm. Well, Wynwood was Wynwood, not Midtown. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy back then. We used to live together. And listen, you hear all the time. You're a blue-white Cuban kid rapping. You're not going to make it.
No.
He stayed on the chain. Stayed on the track. Look at Pitbull now. Everybody, bro, they had to take their shoe out their mouth, and they still got shoe in there. Right. You know what I mean? So that's just like another example that, and I use him, and I look up to him as my example too, because I've lived with him. We grew up together. I talk to him almost on a daily basis. I saw it. I saw people putting him down, and him not even listening. You know what I mean? He had blinders on, and he just went. You know, and
that's tough.
And
look at him now.
Pitbull speaks for himself. You know what I mean? He's making movies. He's everywhere. He's Mr. International, Mr. Worldwide.
No, but that's the thing. I think the one thing I take, like, I want people to...
Everybody's always going to have something to say. Sorry to interrupt.
No, absolutely. And that's the thing. And that's exactly it.
Everybody's got something negative to say.
Everyone does. And I think the beauty of all this is exactly what you said. Regardless who you are, like Pitt, yourself, any of us, anyone that is successful around you, you got to put the blinders on and stay focused and move forward.
And the more successful you get, the more shit they're going to talk about you. You know what I mean? Who's not to say, with the grace of God, that 305 Radio is going to be a national podcast one day? Like a
Joe Rogan. Worldwide. We're actually worldwide, sir.
International podcast.
You guys know what I mean, though. You know, syndicated.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're paying $1 million.
Yeah, man, but see, and that's a goal, bro. That's a fucking goal.
We're at 305 Radio Avenue right here on the street. I like the way you think.
Make it happen. Listen, I got you with a Miami New Time.
It's all pop. Thank you.
Hell yeah. I mean, you know what? Someone,
it really is, man.
Someone from the Miami New Times or that knows someone in the Miami New Times is hearing this. It's your fucking job to get this man on that cover.
Yeah. I got my people working on it already. I really do. You know what I mean? Miami New Times, it's a local thing. It's a local thing, but to me, it's huge. It's something I've been reading the thing for years. I love it. I love the covers. You know what I mean? I used to have it in my house, on like a 50 of them. Just
I collect them. It's like the craziest thing.
Listen, when we put out 305 magazine with a Pitt issue,
right?
And it was tough because it's three of us. Well, we was a squad of three of us,
right.
And one of them was not picking up shit. Right. And I was like, yo. I got to distribute this shit, right? And I have a few thousand Pitbull covers.
I remember this.
Because this was the first issue. Yo, I went to every New Times and I
stuck them in.
That's dope.
Yo, I stuffed them in. And then people were like, yo, 305 magazine is you? I was like, yeah. And they're like, yo, you're with the New Times?
Yeah.
I know where you got that.
Marketing strategy.
I'm like, but I know where you got it. Now I know where you got the issue at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's I feel you 100% on that.
Right, listen, you gotta put in your legwork, man.
You really do, man. And I have to pay my dues. You're gonna get that cover, though.
Thank you.
That's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So I know that this roller coaster ride you're on is not stopping. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely not, man. I'm you know, again, blessings, brother, and everything's it's moving awesome, brother.
Yo, so oddball question. Yeah. Right? So if you could pick a celebrity to punch in the face, which one would it be?
I don't know. That is a left field. Donald Trump.
Or
as a celebrity.
Oh, no.
As a celebrity.
No, right, let's stay away from political
yeah,
celebrity.
Yeah, secret celebrity. Yeah. Plus his daughter.
Freeze.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, as you gotta really watch yourself. People will be talking shit to you while you're walking. Oh, what the fuck? I want you to fight me, nigga.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
this? No, you know what? I trained with shout out to Colby Covington. He's a UFC champ. He's a badass. You know, I mean, he's the first fighter to get invited, the first UFC fighter to get invited to the White House. So he's a wow. big Trump supporter. So you might see him
there. I hate you now.
Yeah.
All right, another left field question. Is there any type of food that you like crave that as soon as you're done with your fight, you're like, I have to have this at least just once?
What is your fat boy meal? Your fat boy
everything. Food. I eat everything. I can eat everything and anything, so I really gotta watch myself after fights because usually I'll blow up. Like you know what's funny? I'll blow up like in one day because I'll be like, I'll stay disciplined, and then one day I'm like, ah.
You're eating everything.
You know what? I was talking about this yesterday with my coach. Like, I'm a huge fan of like spaghetti meatballs. I love that.
Nice.
Who doesn't love pizza? You know what I mean? Who doesn't love a good burger? And in my, I don't know, it's hard to say.
Man, junk food all day.
Yeah, like, I started following some, shout out to Sofla
and
Frankie.
Yeah, and his new show.
Yeah, La Hama.
I'm like, yo, it's crazy, like when I'm dieting for my fights, I love watching food shit, bro. You know, you're killing me. So
Sofla, shout out Frankie, Cafe 72,
yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is 72, yeah. But... I gotta give them a huge shout out, man, because that food looks amazing.
Bro, Frankie's the shit. When he used to be a Boss Burger in Miami Lakes, oh my god, bro. The Krispy Kreme donut burger.
It's delicious.
Bro, killed it.
Delicious.
Man, this guy's listen, it's a master.
Yo,
he was at Gigi's or at Wynwood, right? I mean, I don't know. Well, whatever.
I think
Gigi's
they closed,
no? Exist no more, but
yeah.
I think so, but I'm going to tell you now, because of this, I'm going to get Sofly and them on the show.
Sofly's the man. I love Sofly.
Yeah, Sofly's
my
boy.
That's
yes.
my dog for you. My dog. He's a great guy to have on here. And he's
hell
a character,
yeah.
bro.
Yo, and he used to rap.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got bars. He's got bars. Yeah.
He's dope. He's really dope.
He is. He definitely is really dope.
Yuli, where can we find tickets for this Friday's fight, July 12th,
well,
at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino?
If you want tickets for this fight this Friday, I got to turn in all money and tickets tomorrow. So you hit me up ASAP if you want them from me. If not, you can go on Ticketmaster, Rumble at the Rock 6, the Hard Rock Casino.
Okay.
And you'll find them there. Or you could just pull up to the Hard Rock on Friday and they'll have them at the window. You know what I mean?
At what time does the fight start?
The fight starts at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Be there. If I were you guys, be there at 6, have a couple drinks, get something to eat, and get ready to get rowdy. And because it's going to be 10 great fights. Shout out to my boy Jesse Cruz fighting for 2 belts. That's my dog.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Blake Davis, my boy. Shout out to everybody fighting on this card, man. You know what I mean? It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Local fighters come support, show love, and then my after party is at Racket. That's gonna be live. We're gonna be playing. We're gonna be playing my when I knock this guy out over and over and over all over every TV. So you know what? Shout out to the women's soccer team. You are out of left field. U.S. soccer team. They just won yesterday too, man. Amazing for them. So yeah, man. Listen. Thank you guys so much. I honestly, truly, I hate to say thank you because it sounds transactional, but you guys know it comes from the heart. I truly appreciate you guys. You guys give me this platform. You guys give me this third chance to come in here. Round 3 is amazing.
Round four is next week.
So y'all stay tuned. Next week is round 4. I'm putting myself in next week. I don't even know if they got time for that. Right? But thank you guys, man.
We support you, man. We believe
thank
in you.
Thank you.
Since the get, I mean, it's just Miami. You embody Miami, man. You've been doing your thing since the first interview. We were like, yo, we had a great time. You got to come out.
Thank you.
Know, so every time it's just a good vibe, just always entertaining. Shit, you could come out and be like, yo, listen, I decided to do UFC and I got some time, so I'm going to be your new co-host, guys. I'm going to chill. Then you're going to chill. You'll be on it.
Whenever you guys call me, man, I'm here. I love you guys.
You guys know, this
is a meeting of friends that become family here.
Yes, man. I just don't want to be the reason why you eat chocolates or anything like that.
Don't be that
guy. Like if you come through and Andrea's like, hey, you love these chocolates as much as I do.
I'll have a fruit basket.
Every time I come in, I'm dieting, and Andrea has chocolates and cupcakes for me.
I'll get you a fruit basket next time, promise.
Next time. I mean, so how do we find you online or social media?
Yuli, U-L-Y underscore monster on IG. That's the only social media I use. Yuli underscore monster. Find me. Follow me. I follow back. I show love. I speak with everybody on Instagram. You know what I mean? And again, thank you, man. Thank you. Oh, you know what? Shout out to my boy. I didn't shout him out. My boy, As If Farouk, man. He's a badass local Miami artist. It'd be cool for his podcast, too.
Yo, Farouk was from Miami?
Farouk. He's a badass. He makes guns out of cardboard. He's pretty known, too.
What? Badass. Hold on. He makes what?
He makes anything out of cardboard. But when I tell you fully functioning, take out the clip AK with like triggers and paper bullets, amazing.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, we gotta get home. We
gotta put us onto that then. Yeah.
Go on a rampage.
Any additional shout outs you want to give before we go?
Anyone you missed, maybe.
Bro, this is my brain fart going. Man, shout out to everybody that just shows love. Everybody that bought a ticket to this fight. You know what I mean? Everybody, bro. Shout out to my boy Julio George. At Julio George on IG, man. My boy bought 4 front row seats to come see me fight. You know what I mean?
That is what's up.
And this is my dude. You know, man, these are people that honestly, you know, I meet off IG and we become instant best friends, you know what I mean?
Best friends forever.
You know what? And I'm like that. I love showing people love, and these are people who are showing me love, so I got it. You know what I mean? Shout him out. Julio George bought 4 front row tickets. He's out there blasting me on IG, you know what I mean? So shout out to him, and shout out to all my people that are coming out, man. Shout out to my boy, Billy Borges. M as in Miami V, Miami Vibes, MV Threads, man. I did a photo shoot for him. Check out his clothing line. MV Threads on IG. Raw ass, dope Miami based clothing. You know what I mean? Michi Raw Photography, Jensen Photography. I love y'all. Eddie OTB, that's my boy. Hey. Did a raw ass video for me. I'm looking at it a million times before I walked in here.
Oh yeah, shout out to Eddie.
Hugo Media. Shout out to the whole Miami 305. I got y'all on my back. I'm gonna carry y'all through this. Let's go. I'm taking Miami to Vegas with me. When I make a couple mil, when I make a couple mil, we're chartering a passenger plane to Vegas.
Let's do.
I want everybody screaming. I want Miami dudes getting crazy out there. You know.
That is what's up. Hell yeah. Yo, so I guess we're done, yo. This is the last time we're recording in this studio.
That's awesome. Where are we guys moving to?
We don't know yet, but we have
stuff in the air right now. Miami Underground Radio will be going to Doral, but yeah, bro.
We're doing it in my room. Let me go.
Yo, we're here live at UD. This is the head of the last dude that fought him.
Taxi Durbin and Mountain.
So to have a last show and have you on the show is really good, man. We love it because it's always a good time with you, bro.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you came on the show for our last show here. But that's awesome. We're going to, the next season.
I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
No, that's cool. We didn't want to tell anyone, just surprise them. You know what I mean? That way they don't show up like that. Like Yo MTV Raps the last day with like 4 million people. But we're going to, you know, we're gonna have you back on the show for round 4 as soon as we're situated.
Cool. Awesome.
As soon as we're situated, awesome. We'll get you back for round 4, bro.
Need help on anything, you let me know, man. I'm
brother,
ready.
You know for sure. I think I'm just going to call you to go to the gym, bro.
For real.
You told me that in round 1. We're in round 3.
I fucked up, man.
I see Drea started.
Drea started. So, yeah, the pressure is on.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yulian, I know you're going to do exceptionally well this Friday at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. That's Friday, July 12th, 7 p.m. But either way, I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait to have that round 4 here at 305 Radio.
Can't wait.
For everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine
Where can they call us?
They can call us at 305-791-3054.
Wow, she remembered the number.
That is what's up. All right. Make sure you guys call us on that number. Once again, that number is 305-791-3054. If you guys have any recommendations or nominated guests, or you just want to talk some shit online, give a shout out. We'll play it on one of the shows.
Yo, let me tell you, we did get a message, a weird message. Some dude thought he was calling this girl.
Well, we'll play that sometime.
Oh, really? Yeah, I gotta do the. I gotta edit everything. Yeah.
Well, Yuli, once again, congratulations. Thank best you. Of luck.
Where can we find you online, real quick?
Yuli_monster.
There you go.
Or Team Monster 305 on
Instagram. Yeah, yeah. And my name is George. You can find me on every social media platform at 305 Magazine. And you can go on the website, 305magazine.com. Shout out to Will. Shout out to Jen. Shout out to everyone involved. Shout out to Brownie.
Yeah, yeah.
305_Brownie on the gram.
Yes, and thank you so much to all of our loyal listeners. It's been real. Thank you very much to Miami Media School and Miami Underground Radio. It's been really, really great to be able to have this opportunity to share this platform with so many talented people, such as our guest for tonight, Yuli the Monster Diaz. Thank you so much for tuning in. Till next time, signing off.
Hasta la pasta.